The marshlands of southeastern Iraq are sometimes called the Garden of Eden. They were a vast oasis in ancient Mesopotamia. For centuries, they supported a unique culture called the Madan people. These Shiite Muslims were unpopular with Saddam Hussein, who questioned their loyalty to his regime. So he cut off the marshlands' water supply. Some water is flowing back into the marshes. Scientists want to restore the marshlands and the marsh Arab culture there. Several came to Washington this week to propose a plan. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports it could be a monumental task.
Saddam Hussein made a desert of a place where the Phragmites once bloomed. Phragmites is a reed, and it's known for its toughness. So, too, were the marsh Arabs, who lived among the reeds. They built their houses and boats of reeds, fished the marshes, and raised water buffalo. But Saddam's regime tried to eliminate the marshes and their inhabitants. He dammed the Euphrates and Tigris rivers that feed the marshes. He also burned much of the vegetation. Scientists say less than 5% of the original marshland remains. The marsh Arabs have largely dispersed. Edward Maltby directs the Royal Holloway Institute for Environmental Research at the University of London. He says restoring the marshland could bring benefits well beyond Iraq.
There are species, migratory fish and shrimp, which have depended on those freshwater marshes for completion of their life cycle. Therefore, restoration of the marshlands brings benefit to the fishermen throughout the northern Gulf.
The marshes also are an important stopover for migrating birds from Russia and Africa. Maltby and other scientists sponsored by the Iraq Foundation believe at least some of the marshland can be restored. But there are major obstacles. The evaporation of the wetlands has made the soil not only dry but salty. Farmers have moved in and cultivated some of the newly dry land. Curtis Richardson, director of the Wetlands Center at Duke University, says these problems are surmountable.
The toughest part probably is getting the water. With the dam structures that are there, with the water is becoming more precious in that part of the world than oil.
Rainfall is insufficient to recharge the wetlands, so dams and weirs on the river will have to be knocked down. But there may be trouble upstream. The Euphrates River starts in Turkey, and Turkey is planning to divert a lot of its flow to develop local agriculture. Thomas Naff is a Middle East expert at the Institute for Environmental Studies at the University of Pennsylvania.
The Euphrates River will probably lose up to 60% to 70% of its flow in Iraq.
That may not leave enough water to replenish the Iraqi marshes. And there's more.
You want to hear another complication? Oil has been discovered under the marshes. And if they exploit those oil fields in a wetland area that is already seriously damaged, that is on the verge of extinction, even if they used a lot of care, which I doubt they will, that might spell the doom of the wetlands of the marshes for good.
NAF, nonetheless, has also proposed a plan to restore the marshes to the Defense Department and USAID. Researchers from both groups plan to recruit scientists in Iraq to explore the marshlands over the next several months. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.